you whore.
All right, I got that.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Oh, hey, it's Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Man, this is like, I think I'm batting I don't know. I'm no Ron Santo.
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name.
Let's see, what's going on today? Oh, I got a bunch of music and a special guest.
Well, what is a vigilante?
Pete, can I use your real name, Pete?
Yeah. Tell me what
Pete.
Is
we won't give his last name. I think he's on the run. But stay tuned. So we're going to get this going, and we got a bunch of good music. He is. He's like the real deal.
Rainy night down in the engine house. Sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
We'll be right back.
isn't going as harmless smoke bears. This, of course, is harmless smoke bears. It fades again, incapacitates almost immediately.
Of his fate set themselves out upon a platform to choose. What had he to lose? Not a coast bloody country all covered with sleep, where the black angel did weep. Not an old city street in the east. Gone to choose. And Warren's brother walked on through the night with his hair in his face, long, long spent it cut from a knife. Thank you. till we said so long to his skull. Shrill yell. Shining brightly red-rimmed and red-lined with the time abused with the choice of the mine on ice skate scraping chunks from the bills. Bleeding razors, forgetting the pain. Antiseptic remains, cuckooed by. So you fly to the cozy brown snow of the east. Gone to choose, choose again. Sacrificials remain, make it hard to forget where you come from. The stools of your eyes serve to realize pain. Choose again. And Roben is refrain of the sacrilege recluse for the loss of a horse with the bowels and the tail of a rat. Come again. Choose to go. And if Epiphany's terror reduced you to shame, have your head bobbed and weave. Choose a side. If the stone glanced off with didactics into a the color of mouse trails or screen, try between. If you choose, try to lose. For the loss of remain, come and start, start the game. I cheat, 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 I do cheat, cheat, katako. Choose to choose, choose to choose, choose to go. Lonely, lonely, lonely.
I could do it. I know I could do it if I just wasn't so lonely. We got an army, we'll teach you how to act like a man. If we got an army, let me tell you we can fight. If we got an army, and we're gonna do it tonight.
B&B with a little weed.
Thank you. a goodbye. Yes, yes, yes.
Was it goodbye?
Maybe. No, bad luck, blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Goodbye, yeah, though. Goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye?
Yeah.
It's appropriate. Hey, it's Bughouse Square. It's Radio Valencia. It's more than just a radio station. It's a whole storefront you can come in and visit. The door's open now. It's near the corner of 22nd and Mission, and the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. I've got Pete here. He's just perusing a magazine while just being like cool Pete. But he brought, well, he does a show before Bughouse Square, the Happy Horse Shit show. Is it the Happy Horse Shit or just Happy?
Just Happy Horse Shit.
Just Happy Horse Shit. And I've always noticed that, it was pretty obvious coming in and seeing the extent of the records and the time that he put into his show. And he's just recently started. I don't know. It's been a few months, maybe. And he's doing a really good job. And he's really into music and knows music. And I don't really, so I always like,
But you play music.
Yeah. Well, I play records, yeah. But Pete, what's like? How would you sum up your show? What would you call it?
I almost want to, and you can hear me, right?
Yeah,
I can't hear,
yeah.
I don't think the headphones are working, mine, but that's okay.
Okay,
I can hear me. There we go. Perfect.
Happy Horseshit Show. What am I tuning in? I look at that. Happy Horseshit. Do I want to listen to this show? What is it about?
Absolutely not.
Compounding.
I would say don't just... Yeah. So what would compel you is I really try to make it completely spontaneous. Like, I have no idea what is going to be played until the day before. So nice. Today was like 2 days before. But I still don't, because then I'll like play something and I'll be like, you know what? I want to play something off my phone. So I played something off my phone today that's this band Corner Shop, and I've only listened to one of their songs, but like this one song is like the perfect pop song. So I think my show, I'm always looking for the perfect pop song, which to me is a song that like you want to listen to over and over and over again for years and years and years. You never get tired of it. It makes you happy. You could dance around your room to it. Or if you're going through a breakup, you can just go to that one song. And like, let me ask you, like, your perfect pop song.
Well, I couldn't spell out like the exact parameters of the perfect pop song, but I am a sucker for a pop song. And I kind of like when punk came around for me, some of the like, I was just like, and I really, you know, it was like kind of against your parents and shit like that, you know, when you're in that age. And I was raised by a single mother, you know, who worked hard and like I didn't need me to rebel against her or give any kind of like bullshit. She had enough problems going on. So for me, it was like, I was kind of like, punk. But then, you know, they're a band like Husker Du and these kind of alternative, what they call now, indie pop, pop. But they were like pop songs, but they were like had an edge to them and were, you know, basically guitar driven. But then, you know, on, you know, all, like Depeche Mode. I mean, they can write a like a pop song, but it's like kind of dark and disturbing. Yep. But you want to listen to it again, right?
Yep.
So I'm into it, and I totally agree that a good song is timeless, and that's for me. That's what I look for. I look for that song. It could be made any time, and thank goodness it's on a record that we can pull up.
So I'm gonna look back to, I've been doing this 5 months, and I remember Ross, who's great, who does The Balcony. Me and Ross have really similar tastes in music, and what I like about Ross is that he like will I mean, let's put it this way, 3 records is like the most I've had from any band, and I've had like, you know, probably like 3 Jimi Hendrix records, maybe okay. 2 Rolling Stones records, but I'm talking about going physically buying the record or tape. Pearl Jam's one. There's an artist I really like, originally from Chile, Ricardo Villalobos. I've had 2 of his 2 or 3 albums. Then you really, I'm like,
you cut it off at 3. That's
it. I like you. I've just never gotten, and I thought the Rolling Stones the most, because I'm thinking like the artists that we still have that are like, you know, they're. I came up, it just came flying out of my mouth not too long ago. It's like, let's take Dylan or the Rolling Stones. Like, their 5 best songs are better than like any songs in the history of the world. You know what I mean? You put them against, like, they're just, you're never going to write, but how do you, you know, you'd be around for that long to write that number of songs. Duran Duran's an artist that I just, mm-hmm. I picked up their, I didn't even know who it was. I'm like, I like this album cover artwork, and I'm like, wow, this is really great. It stunned me that this was Duran Duran, because I feel like Duran Duran, every 25 years or so, can make an album that is contemporary and timeless and is original and will be better than any song on the radio. There's very few artists.
They were a thing, you know. That was kind of like MTV. Yeah, yeah. Hungry Like the Wolf, man.
Yeah.
It's like,
and then they did, which was interesting to me. I always loved, but I like specific Bond films. And then I have a Grace Jones album today here, and I have a great Grace, Mean Grace Jones, my hometown, she lived in for a while, from Jamaica. She may have moved to New York first, but her dad has a church in my hometown, and her brother, Randy, is a drummer.
What town is that, can we say?
Syracuse, New York, right in the middle of New York State. Great place to grow up, and a lot of good music, a lot of interesting music.
Is that the capital?
No, Albany's the capital, and they're fairly similar. They're right in the middle. So Grace Jones, I hear all these Grace Jones stories, right? And like one of them is she came into a restaurant that I used to work at, and it was a life-changing event. I was 20, got a job at this restaurant. We have like stock market guys and guys with PhDs in philosophy.
So
and
getting this job was a life-changing event?
It was a life, because I still have, these are okay. lifelong friends.
Yeah,
and the restaurant was like, the waiters, the servers were white, like lab coats, or like butcher coats, but really lab coats, like down to their knees, white coats, and they worked as a team. And so Grace, so it's a kind of a, it's a serious place, but elegant too. It's a really got a character to it. So Grace Jones comes in, and one of the guys with the white lab coats taking the order, right? And he's like, "And how would you like your steak cooked?" And she goes, "Bloody, like vagina." And he's like, "Thank you very much." Right? And he goes off. You know what I mean? It's like that story, like you hear, and it's a very.
You think she was in character, or that she's.
I think there was.
Was this the time when she was like uber on top? Yeah.
90s. So like she's another one. She's like Duran Duran, where she comes in favor, or like, who is it? The Doors, like every 20 or 25 years, they do something again that's groundbreaking. So she had a film. So 87, Duran Duran, Grace, it was my first time like seeing Grace Jones, right? And it's just like she's climbing. You know, she has a French heritage, I believe, or like that's part of her makeup, and she's climbing the Eiffel Tower with like a rifle. You're like, who is this? And then she comes back like not quite 10 years after that with Grace Jones, kind of playing Grace Jones as, you know, an androgynous model for a perfume who's, you know,
she's
just like this feminist, like, you know, we'll don't mess with her because like she's beautiful.
And she's strong.
She's strong.
We had some Violent Femmes we played in there. That was off of the great record. And we did Confessions from the Velvet Underground and Nico record, their first record. We did the Black Angels Death Song. And, of course, we're getting into, because Ozzy passed away yesterday, Ozzy Osbourne, and that's Black Sabbath. So I played After Forever, Black Sabbath, AC/DC, Highway to Hell in there, and we opened up with Black Sabbath playing The Wizard. And
those are two bands, Black Sabbath and AC/DC, they're instantly recognizable.
They are, and I grew up Catholic. I mean, I went to like Catholic grammar school and stuff, and it was, you know, they get you young, and they can affect the neural pathways and shit, you know, when you're young, when that stuff's developing. So I'm like, I've got that still, you know, that wiring is still in there, and it was like, Black Sabbath. I don't know, you know, that sounds like, I don't want to mess with that. When they were out, you know, and I was probably in, you know, 11 or 12, it was like, it was kind of scary for me, you know, so I didn't delve into it. But then later on, when I kind of like, well, you know, it's just music, holy crap, man, that is just like what they did and what they created, and from, I mean, the innovators of that, you know, down tune and sludgy, greasy ass rock, you know, in a way, pop, yes, even The Wizard, pop song as fuck, man. As far as I'm concerned, yeah. So
thank
there we
you.
Are.
That's a good answer, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking good answer.
We'll be right back. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a solar set. Then the loud sound that seemed to fight came back like a slow voice on a wave of fight. That weren't no DJ, that was high as a cosmic tide. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. Yeah. I had to phone someone, so I picked on you. Oh, oh, hey, that's far out, so you heard him too. Oh, oh, switch on the TV. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in fight. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman. Blow